Mezzo-soprano Tatiana Troianos was a beloved star of the Metropolitan Opera. She died of cancer in 1993, just short of her 55th birthday. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz says she was as admired for her song recitals as for her operatic roles, but she never recorded a recital album. Now VAI has released the first CD of Troianos in recital from a live 1985 concert. Here's Lloyd's review.
I have warm memories of Tatiana Troianos. Her Romeo and Bellini's The Montagues and the Capulets was one of the greatest opera performances I ever saw. Beautifully, richly sung, of course, but also intensely passionate and completely convincing, making love to Beverly Sills' Juliet. Troianos was equally at home playing boy roles like Romeo and Hansel, regal matrons like Jocasta, and the sexiest women, Carmen and Cleopatra. There was always that glorious, full-throated outpouring, combined with dazzling coloratura of fireworks. But there was also the dramatic subtlety that could make the mixture of raging teenage hormones and emotional bewilderment of Octavian in De Rosen Cavalier, or the self-destructive curiosity of Judith in Bartok's Bluebeard's Castle, so believable and moving. According to the liner notes of this new recital album, Troianos actually preferred lieder singing to opera because, as she said, it meant developing plot and character in an intense few minutes. Song recitals, in the right hands, can certainly demonstrate a singer's versatility better than a single operatic characterization. Often opera stars with their big voices overpower the delicacy of the poetic material, but not Troianos. On this live recording from a concert she gave in 1985, accompanied by one of her greatest admirers, Metropolitan Opera director James Levine, she makes something heroic out of Schumann's On the Edge of Saccharin song cycle, Frauenliebe und Leben, A Woman's Love and Life. She sings four impassioned Rachmaninoff songs of nature and feeling in perfect Russian, and Ravel's delicious five Greek folk songs. Like Maria Callas before her, Troianos was born in New York and had a Greek father. The last song in the cycle is about the joy of dancing, beautiful legs, even the dishes are dancing. Troianos reveals a delightful comic side, too, something she didn't get a chance to do very often in her operatic roles. In Rossini's teasing and suggestive The Venetian Regatta, Angelina, our heroine, gets very excited over the rowing of her beloved Momolo, who can do it faster than any of the other gondoliers.
Is it one?
The encores are a Mahler song and the Seguidilla from Carmen. You can hear the audience sighing with delighted recognition. Apparently, James Levine wasn't happy with his own piano playing because he'd been rehearsing his orchestra all day and felt tired the night of the concert. But when he heard the tape, he was so enthralled with Troyanos, he insisted that this recording be issued. That's called being a good friend. This recital is an important reminder of what a wonderful and irreplaceable singer she was.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Tatiana Troyanos in recital on the VAI label. Fresh Air's interviews and reviews are produced by Amy Sallet, Naomi Person, and Phyllis Myers, with Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, and Patty Leswing. Research assistance from Brendan Noonan. Sue Spolin directed the show. I'm Terry Gross.